Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Charges against a Florida pastor have now been dropped. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, this is a great story, Matt. We were so excited to get this announcement.
Yeah, this is the pastor, Dr. Rodney Howard Brown, who is the pastor of The River at Tampa Bay Church in Hillsborough County. And you remember that he had a church service on March the 29th.
And this is what really started this whole thing with the churches off, didn't it?
Right. I mean, this started the whole national discussion.
Yeah.
He had a church service on Sunday, March the 29th, and on Monday, March the 30th, he was publicly arrested and shamed by the Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Chronister, who actually held a press conference announcing the arrest while the arrest was in progress. Now, this was not some fleeing felon. This was not some hardened criminal. This was a pastor. He had lived in his home for many years. They knew where he lived. He was willing to, when he found out that there was an arrest for him on Monday.
Yeah, he texted the sheriff, didn't he?
He texted the sheriff.
Hey, what's going on? Do I need to come down?
Yeah, I can't get there by 1. He was thinking that he had to be at the police station by 1, but I can get there shortly thereafter because I'm an hour away. From my home is an hour away from the police station.
But granted, the previous week, the sheriff had okayed the service.
On Thursday.
That's the kicker.
Yeah, on Thursday, they met with the sheriff.
Right.
And they had a deputy come and look at the facility.
And all the extreme precautions they took before they had that service.
Yeah, and so they met and the sheriff said, yeah, you've got the green light to go. They were very excited because they did the social distancing. They have a hydroponic garden in the lobby and a tilapia fish farm where they give away food to 900 families every week. They teach them how to garden and they teach them how to be self-sufficient. And so in that church, they did all the social distancing. They removed seats. They spaced them out. And they then installed over $100,000 of high-grade hospital air purification systems throughout the church.
That's much safer than Home Depot, I do believe.
That's much safer, yeah. And those were shown to one of the deputies, and all of this was discussed with the sheriff on Thursday. They got the green light. On Saturday, they went in and they sanitized the whole building and got everything arranged. And on Sunday, they had their meeting. And on Monday, then, he gets word that there's a warrant out for his arrest. And so he texts the sheriff because he's already been in communication. They have each other's cell numbers.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he had been honored as an honorary deputy of the Hillsborough County Sheriff 2 weeks before this.
Right. And they honored the sheriff, too, previously in that church.
In January of this year. Mm-hmm. They invited him to come to a Sunday service, and they gave him an award, a plaque, honoring the law enforcement of Hillsborough County.
So what a shock it would have been for this pastor to get this arrest notice. Can you imagine?
And then, you know, he hears that he's got a warrant for his arrest and that he has to turn himself in by 1. Actually, what happened was it was a press conference that was happening at 1. And I guess the media mentioned this because the sheriff says, I'm holding a press conference regarding the arrest of Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. And so he finds out and he texts the sheriff. The sheriff doesn't respond. I can come down there, but I can't get there right away by 1, but I can get there shortly thereafter because I'm over an hour away from where I live. So while the arrest of this pastor was unfolding, the deputies went to his house. He was doing this press conference and he gave all these kinds of lies, and all these lies were just completely false, that he was reckless. He wasn't. That he had disobeyed orders multiple times. There were no multiple orders before. There was just the one that became effective on Friday night, and that was the one they were talking about that he got approved to meet under. And as a result, the pastor got death threats. The church got a bomb threat.
Well, they distributed his picture all over the world, like he's a felon or something.
And this pastor is known worldwide.
Yes.
And as a result of all of that, that's where this whole discussion around the country took front and center. and just also not around the country, around the world, about these restrictions on churches.
Right. Well, what happened in Florida? The governor changed his executive order to say that churches are essential and they're free to meet.
Yeah, and here's an amazing thing. There were some pastors, and these are more of moderate slash liberal churches in Hillsborough County. So this happened on a Monday. The arrest happened on Monday, March 30. Wednesday is April the 1st. And as a result of this arrest, Governor Ron DeSantis said that attendance at churches, synagogues, and houses of worship is essential activity.
Right.
And then he also issued another order that preempted every other local order to the contrary. So that was uniform across the state. Some pastors then in Hillsborough County, they tried to get other pastors to sign on to a letter urging the governor to reverse his position and to close down churches. Mm-hmm. Now, wrap your head around this, Holly. Pastors are asking the government to close down their churches by giving an order for them to do that.
That makes no sense.
Now, if they
Please
don't want to open
us.
Their churches, don't open your churches.
Right.
Why would you send a letter to the governor, "Governor, close down our churches"? I mean, that makes no sense.
It doesn't.
You know, some of these people, they're like hired hands. In John chapter 10, it talks about that Jesus is the good shepherd. He knows his sheep by name, and they hear his voice, and they follow him.
Right.
And there are those who are hired hands. They're just paid to do a job. And they don't have any real concern for the sheep. And so when the wolf comes, what do? Well, they're just getting paid. They don't own the sheep, and they don't have that relationship with the sheep. So they take off. They run away. And the wolf just ravages the sheep and scatters them everywhere. But Jesus says he is the good shepherd. You know, unfortunately, what we see is there are good shepherds of the flock. But there's a lot of them, unfortunately, who are just hired hands. And they really don't care about the flock. And they're really not really called to the ministry that they are getting paid to run. And that's where we see this happening, and that's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. These pastors asking the government to literally close down their church, those are hired hands. Those aren't shepherds. At any rate, what happened here was we were on the verge of filing this federal lawsuit against Hillsborough County. Of course, the governor stopped all that when he made churches, and he declared churches as essential, and attendance essential.
And so they are.
Even when you're yeah. having a lockdown, attendance at So that's how we wrote it, attendance at. So it wasn't just churches are essential.
Right.
Because then they might say, well, churches are essential, but you can't drive because of the lockdown. He said attendance at. So that means it doesn't matter what the county government says. If you have a stay-at-home order, you can still attend because attendance at the churches, synagogues, and houses of worship is essential activity.
Right. Even now, more than ever, people are hurting. People are scared. People are stressed. All these things are going on. They need to be in church with other people.
Yeah. Well, we had the hearing coming up in this case in early June. And obviously, the prosecutor, the county, the state attorney there for Hillsborough County, it was all politically motivated.
Yeah.
He was part of the press conference. He tried to quote from the Gospel of Mark about how you ought to love your neighbor, and loving your neighbor was not meant that you need to keep your churches closed. I've never seen anything quite like that.
Yeah.
Then he used this arrest in his reelection campaign material. Unbelievable, which is unethical. And then he realized as he's coming up to the actual hearing date that he has no case and he's going to get egg all over his face. So what does he do? He drops the charges. So we're very happy about that. We're very happy. By the way, here's something else that people may not know. It's come out in the media now. But the pastor very early on said that he forgave the sheriff. Mm-hmm. Has nothing against the sheriff. The sheriff reached out to him, said he wanted to meet with him. And, of course, this was still while the charges were pending. So he went ahead and did it in a three-hour meeting. And they reset the relationship.
Mm.
And so when that church, the pastor then invited the sheriff, and the sheriff is going to come to an in-person church service in the sanctuary, in which he'll come up on the platform, the pastor and the congregation will publicly forgive that sheriff.
Wow, won't that be amazing service?
Isn't that amazing?
Oh.
Healing and restoration. And only that can be because of the love of Jesus Christ. So this is a great turnaround to a story that literally caught the world attention of an arrest of a pastor for holding church. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, for more information. You can support this ministry. We're working with literally thousands of pastors and churches all over the country. You can also go to our reopenchurch.org website, reopenchurch.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.